Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
The parsha this week is the parsha of Nitzavim, short parsha, but a powerful parsha. In this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people that he comes to renew the covenant. Moshe said, it's not only with your generation that I renew the covenant, that I give you all of these conditions of service to God. It is with those who are here and those who are not here. And the idea of those who are not here is very important in Jewish life. Those that have gone before us are always present with us. In fact, they are the judges of our behavior. And those who will come after us, those who are our heirs, are also very important. And they will also judge our behavior. My teacher in the yeshiva said once that if your grandparents and your grandchildren are both proud of you, then you're pretty much in good shape. And that's how the Jewish world has always been built. It's been built on previous generations and built on future generations. The concept of those who are not with us as being the determination, or the determining factor, rather, in our lives, is very strong. Again, because, as I mentioned in Parshas Ki Tavo, we can only build upon the past, and we can only have goals if we see the future. If we live only in the present, then we're pretty much useless. It doesn't last. The present is ephemeral. It flies away from us. It becomes the past almost instantaneously. And therefore, viewing those who are not here with us today, so we have to see ourselves in that light, in the light of the great past. What would past generations say about us? What would Moshe Rabbeinu say about us? It's his covenant. And again, what will our future say about us? I've heard many times in my career of teaching Torah, especially to Jews who parents or grandparents were pretty alienated from Judaism, I've heard the children and the grandchildren say with more than a tone of anger in their voice that they feel that their parents robbed them. They never gave them their heritage. They never shared their inheritance with them. They never told them what it was to be a Jew. And in a world today where a lot of people are really searching for themselves, trying to find themselves, it's hard to do it if you don't know where you came from. And it's hard to do it if you don't know what you're supposed to leave over. And the Parsha of Nitzavim therefore starkly reminds us of that. Those who are here with us and those who are not here with us, we're all in one covenant. And therefore our loyalty to the covenant, our achievement in maintaining the covenant, is conditioned upon what the past generations think of us and what will the future generations think about us. In the history of the Jewish people, Torah and the observance of Torah, the study of Torah, the values of Torah, this has been the uniting factor in Jewish life. It's the one that has bridged the generations. It's the one that makes the old and the young all one. Because otherwise, it's very hard to deal with past generations and with future generations because we have so many problems in our present. But the Torah enables us to see it in that perspective, enables us to bind the generations together. And that's really the great task of the Jewish people, and that's the task of the covenant. And that should be pursued at all levels and with every weapon that we have at our disposal to make certain that the generations are bound together and that we realize that those who are here and those that are not here are all part of this great covenant that Moshe began at Sinai and that he concludes with the Jewish people just before his death.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Nitzavim. And I want to wish you and all of our listeners a Shana Tova, a good and happy new year.
May I add my wishes as well. Ktiva v'chatima tova, and we shall only hear good news, a year of peace and prosperity for Israel and all mankind.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.